This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the show, everyone. The first thing you're going to notice, for those of you that tune in every week, which is everybody, and what everybody should be doing at this hour in your locale, you're going to recognize, hey, that's not Fred Penny. But that's not Fred's voice. Fred is on assignment. I'm Todd Kunin, one of the co-hosts here at Radio Law Talk. And seated to my right in the usual position of prominence is Denise L. Dirks. L not being any reference to Spanish. It's her middle initial. Denise, how are you this morning?
Estoy aquí.
There you go. There you go.
See, on Jeopardy last night, one of the questions was, in the UN listing, which has a Spanish... And it was El Salvador. My wife and I were sitting here racking our brains. El La. And that thing, and here we have Denise L. Dirks. I love it.
I'm S-O-C-K-S. You learn to speak Spanish, spelling words in English. If you can spell socks, you can speak Spanish. S-O-C-K-S. Denise is looking at me right now. If this were live cast, if this were on YouTube, the look that I just got right now not unlike the look that I would get from my mother when I was a kid, when I would track dirt into the freshly cleaned house. really?
Which luckily you never did.
Oh, no. Actually, it was a situation like that where I learned I actually had a first name. Todd is not it. That melodic voice, the soothing voice that you hear that was not Denise and not me, is none other than our producer, Cal Hunter.
Hello.
And three-time Emmy Award winner, Cal Hunter.
No, nominee.
Nominee, yeah. Cal Hunter.
But to be nominated is a win, in a sense, really.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. What category?
Television news.
Television news.
Anchor production and overall show, yeah.
How long were you in the anchor business there, sir?
I started in Idaho Falls in 1982 and ended in Redding, California in 1997.
Yeah, Cal.
I cut my chops. I paid my dues, and I was 1 6-month short of getting my 25th year Silver Circle in the Emmy Association. If you're in TV 25 years, then they give you a little Silver Circle award. I missed it by 6 months.
I missed it by 82 to 97?
No.
That would have been a 15-year circle.
I gave you the math wrong. I started actually in television in 1976 at KXLF in Butte, Montana, went from there to Idaho Falls and to Northern California. So I bopped around a little bit.
So, folks, we say all this so that you know it's not just a bunch of people with silly putty duct tape and baling wire putting this show together. Cal knows what he's doing.
I should by now, but I really don't.
Fred Penny, if you're listening, we miss you. Look forward to you being back next week on the show. We're here for 3 hours this lovely Saturday, or if you're listening to this on Tapecast, 3 hours wherever you're at. If not, taking all 3 hours, be sure and pick us up on our podcast or go online and listen to us live at RadioLawTalk.com. You got to fish around a little bit, look for the Listen Live button, and then that'll take you there. And if you miss any of the show and like to catch it later, we do post a show from Saturday. We do it on Saturday. They're usually posted by the following Tuesday. You can listen to podcasts of all of our previous shows, and they're searchable. So if there's a topic you're looking for, you can go ahead and search through those. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today, don't we, Denise?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, we got, Meghan Markle.
right?
Is in. And now the nice thing about Meghan Markle stuff is people used to say, well, what are you covering that? She's over in England. Not anymore. So Meghan Markle, we've got stuff about the U.S. women's soccer team, which is kind of an update. It's one of those that we had covered before, but there's been an update in that case. Let's see, banks have been hit with lawsuit protection cases over the program loan fees. There's another one.
The payroll protection.
There's another one that I sent out and that I'll touch on briefly. Some student in North Carolina has filed a class action lawsuit claiming that he's getting, the class of students is getting a diminished education because they're doing online distance learning as opposed to classes in person. That's an interesting one. That would fall for me in the category of, are you sure you want to do that?
Well, I'll tell you, as hard as teachers are working right now, I don't think you can fault the people on the educating end of things. It is an impossible lose-lose situation for teachers. I mean, they're staying at home. They're in their kitchen. They got the cat wandering by. They're trying to teach math. They're doing all of this stuff from home, most of them. I want to tip my hat to my daughter's a teacher. I've seen what she's gone through. It is tough. The education may be diminished, but who are you going to call on the carpet for that, the coronavirus?
Exactly. I think that's kind of crazy because when you stop and you look at online classes versus being in person, you pay more for online classes.
Yeah.
It costs more to get your degree online.
And look, we will discuss that when the case comes up and stuff. But just as a teaser, that was kind of interesting. And one of my favorites we'll talk about, one of the shows that, if you haven't been able to guess, was probably a major contributor to my sense of humor and what I think is funny. There is a lawsuit involving The Simpsons. And, my appreciation for humor and classical music was originally shaped by the old Looney Tunes cartoons from the late 40s, early 50s that they played on Saturday mornings throughout the 70s, but also The Simpsons when that finally came around. However, Cal, if you are ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
If you're ready to get going,
we're going to get to play.
I'm ready.
Yay!
Don't have to tell me twice.
Cal, are you ready?
Go. And now we go to New York City. The city's so nice, they had to name it twice. Yes, New York, New York. In New York, housing is at a premium, especially non-smoking housing. Because, you know, smoking is an annoying, filthy habit, and not everybody can put up with it. So there is a woman who lives in the Bronx who smokes like a chimney in a building, an entire building that has been designated non-smoking, a building very popular with medical professionals and what have you. When the landlord knocked on the door and said, "Madam, oh no, I don't smoke. No, that's just my cooking. I know I don't smoke. I promise you, I don't smoke." So bothersome, was this to the neighbors who have to breathe her smoke that they sought counsel. They said to this lawyer they spoke with, "The nose don't lie, and she's a smoker." And so I ask you, Todd. I think I'll start with you, just for fun.
No, it's not just for fun. It's because we made eye contact. That's why.
It happens every week.
Case. And I'm busy writing.
Next time I'll note to look at Denise first. So case or no case, Mr. Kunin, you have 30 points, by the way. You're the leader. So.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, little known.
No, I'm sorry, I lied. You have 25 points. Denise is the leader with 30.
Denise is the leader with 30. I have 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Little known fact, the original version of There Was an Old Woman Who Lived in a Shoe was actually There Was an Old Woman Who Lived in the Bronx who liked to smoke and ruin her larynx. And I don't know. I could go on for hours with this one.
Oh,
but,
I hope not.
but it's okay.
Yeah, but please, no. This is radio. Dials turning everywhere. All right. I will say that this is a case. I think that it is prominent enough and an issue that's out there. So I will say that this is a case. And the tenants who raise the issue prevail in some fashion, although I don't know what prevailing would necessarily mean. Mm. And I'm just going to make a command decision that Denise gets to wait until after the break to tell us what she thinks. How does that sound?
Mm. I'm a okay with that. I get more time to think about it.
Thinks about it, then we go.
You just
gave her an advantage.
I did.
That's all right. So we'll conclude case or no case, and what else are we going to do when we come back?
Well, I think we can say call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
And remember, folks, anything you hear on Radio Law Talk, it's not legal advice. If you have a real question, call a lawyer of your choosing, somebody preferably that you're paying.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Okay, maybe I have a configuration issue. Can you not hear yourselves? I don't want anybody muted.
Oh, okay, no, we're all on. We hear.
Wait, hold on.
My console, I have a thing called mute groups. No. That's all you guys.
Why can't we just be silent
Sorry
for a while,
that.
Cal?
Well, dead air. I have a sponsor for that. It's a funeral home.
Let's roll case or no case, Cal.
Dead air brought to you right. by the Herman Funeral Home. Yeah, you're right. That didn't work that well.
Now it's time to play case. Or no case.
All right. Okay, here we go. I take you to the Netherlands, where Emil Ratelband was born. R-A-T-E-L Ratelband was born in 1949. Now, Emil looked great, excellent shape, and he decided he wanted to change the birth year on all of his official paperwork from 1949. To 1969.
Ooh.
He said, you know, then I could buy a new house, maybe a new car. You know, the banks would loan me money because they wouldn't think you're going to die in a year. And he said, besides, I can maybe take on a new job and maybe, who knows, find a sweet young thing, you know. So anyway, that's where he was. And he said, people identify as a different sex, a different nationality. And so I choose to identify as a man who is 20 years younger than I am. And so, Mr. Kuhner, I'm going to start with you today. Thanks for waiting to keep your eyes down and avoid eye contact, but it didn't work. Case or no case, what say you?
So, did a person lie about their age to gain some sort of a benefit? What? Nobody's ever thought of that before.
Well, yeah, but to him, he said that this is just what I identify as.
Yeah. Well, it does put an interesting slant on the whole whatever you identify as you can be idea there, and it's only a matter of time before somebody tried it. So I'm going to say that this is a case. What the heck? We're starting anew. Yes, right. We are all at zero right now, aren't we?
Zero, that's correct.
So I'll say that this is a case and that the matter is still pending.
Okay, and by the way, Denise, you are now deemed the official scorekeeper. So, Denise Dirks.
Yes, I like this one.
I do, too.
I like it. It's a twist on how you identify and with what, category you identify with. And here he's saying, I identify with a younger person. So I want to have my age, my birth certificate legally changed. And this is one of those where I just think that your mind got creative. You're reading something about it, and you're questioning about how somebody could identify as something different, and then you're like, hey, I feel young, so I wonder if I could change my age. Let's ask the expert. Great case or no case?
Thank you.
And I'm going to say no case.
I was going to say great case or no case.
No case for you.
Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you?
Is this a case or no case? Eloquent because what we learn in case or no cases, not legal things, is trying to figure out Cal Hunter. It's like a good trial lawyer figures out the jury, don't they? I mean, you've got to have the facts, you've got to have a case, but you've got to know your audience, and it's Cal Hunter. And, Denise, you nailed it on the head. I know in the news there's, you know, what people identify themselves as, and Cal's just sitting there in his bathroom with the books all lined up on his shelf that he reads while he's in the bathroom. And he was saying to himself,
phone.
You know what? No, he's got his phone, too. He's got his phone. He's like, oh, my gosh. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner,
never
by
a
the
winner.
Way.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. That is a scenario. A made-up scenario, but it is not a case. You are tricking us.
Okay. Well, I love listening to your logic. It's impressive to hear great legal minds work like yours. All of you coming up with reasons it should be a case or not a case. So, Mike, those of you who say it is not a case, that would be Fred and Denise.
It's a case! Oh, my God, it's a real case. Oh, my heavens. That's really a case.
It was a case.
Oh, my God.
It was, according to the document I was reading, which is probably Uncle John's bathroom reader, I don't know. But according to that, it was dismissed. And as soon as the judge saw the case, he said, this is ridiculous. Case dismissed. So anyway,
this was back in the Netherlands.
Yeah, that was in the Netherlands.
So do you get two?
I get 1 point.
One. That's because right.
I said it was still pending. So
yeah.
And next time, by the way, I'm going to take you to Beverly Hills, California. Ooh. And that.
Thank you, Cal.
Sure. Case
for
or no
stumping
case.
The most of us.
Yeah.
Denise, you know what happened, Denise? What happened to you on this case? What happened?
What happened to me?
Was me following your suit, which gave you bad luck. You know that happens all the time. You know what's interesting? Okay, you want to know some interesting notes about Judge Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg. Let me tell you. The first thing is, did you know, again, what's going on when there are justices chosen, especially the last few times? It's been very hotly contested, and it goes by party lines, pretty much, you know. Did you know that it was Clinton that nominated Ginsburg, and her Senate vote was 96-3 confirmation. Three people voted no. That is crazy. I mean, that's talk about everybody agreeing on it.
They used to be unanimous. I mean, they were usually they just walked through and boom, it was
it happened. Right. But that's a statistic with her. But an important thing that Amy Barrett, this is what Amy Barrett is, Amy Coney Barrett is an intelligent woman that I think is a brilliant mind, whether you agree or disagree with her politics. But this is what she did. And this, I guess some others have done it, but I didn't know that. So Justice Ginsburg, when they ask, there are certain canons that the judges have to follow. And the canons are like ethics rules. And when we come back, I want to talk about those ethics rules. And one of the quotes that I don't know if the Democrats like it or not, but it's a quote that Justice Ginsburg had made that is being used and is a very interesting quote. And then we're going to go into Amy Barrett, some of the things that she talked about, and we're gonna discuss it as lawyers. We'll be back after this.
It's fascinating stuff when people get down and start grilling a person who wants to be on the highest court in the land. Sometimes it makes you wonder why they go through it, doesn't it? It's a lot of things to jump through. So all of that's coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. We invite you to stay tuned. Our program will continue after this bottom of the hour break.
We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump says President-elect Joe Biden can enter the White House as president if he can prove that his votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. The president tweeted that yesterday, and Twitter flagged it as a disputed claim, as an all-Republican appellate panel in Pennsylvania handed Trump's legal team another defeat. USA Radio's Tim Burke from the Phoenix Bureau with details.
A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling.
One of the judges, a Trump appointee, wrote in the decision that calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. Pennsylvania has already certified their election results. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
That is Armadillo.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Were you sleeping at the wheel again?
Yes, Cal? I was. You know, I went 30 seconds over because I thought, you know, if there's one thing we need on this show, more commercials and public service announcements.
People in Tennessee are going, he sounds like he's, like, really good. Now I see why he's the three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner.
Never a winner, yeah. Well, it becomes rather obvious after you listen to the show for about 3 minutes and you go, okay, get it now.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Hunter, he's a nominee. You sit in the back. You run the commercials over all the time. Yeah.
Fred suggested I get a tattoo on my forehead, but the L would not fit.
You know? All right, case or no case, we're at Todd, who is stalling to see whether or not Paige is owed anything from Sam for this great invention of some typing thing that he went, 10 years or 15 years?
15 years. Yeah, Sam invests $150,000 into Mr. Page's typesetting machine, basically. And it doesn't come to market for 15 years after the investment. So Sam says, that's it. I'm done. I'm taking you to court. I'm thinking about taking you to court. So case or no case?
So I'm going to say that the term typesetting machine, basically, as Cal phrased it, is a reference to a computer. And that this has something to do with the advent of the first computers that came in. And this whole thing is actually a true scenario. It actually happened, but it never actually got to the point of being a lawsuit, where a lawsuit was filed. So he probably went and talked to an attorney, but nothing was actually filed. So on that basis, albeit true, it is no case.
Okay. And Ms. Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
You know, I was thinking the same thing, that it's a computerized automatic typesetting machine, and it took them a long time to get all the little bugs worked out, and that it is a scenario, and it's no case.
Scenario, but no case. Yep. Fred says it's a case, and a page wins.
So if it's a scenario, but no case.
No, Sam wins.
Sam wins. Yeah.
If it's a scenario, but no case. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. Because for those of you who say this was a case, let me
That's
see.
Me,
that would
Fred
be you, Fred. And, well, I'm, yeah, yeah. Okay,
oh,
okay well.
Oh, yeah. Loser.
Well, but here's the.
We'd love to see his face like that.
Oh man, we're gonna tweet out a picture of me when I lose. I hate losing.
Here's the interesting part about this. True story. Sam is Samuel Clement Moore. Yes, Mark Twain, who lost the equivalent of $4 million in today's money because he loved this page compositor so much, but it was a one-arm device that would reach out and grab each letter and set it in type. Theoretically, again, 18,000 parts, and it was a constant need of adjustment and repair. The later state-of-the-art old linotype machines are long gone, too, all of them done in by computerized electronic typesetting. So he never sued. He just lost his $150,000 and took it like a man. By the way, if I understand history correctly, and I may or may not, Samuel Clement Moore, Mr. Mark Twain, also had a guy come in with the idea of the invention of the century, that he said, Mr. Mark Twain, you're going to make millions of dollars. And he said, you know, Mr. Bell, it just doesn't sound like that good an idea to me. and that is case or no case. So the way I look at this, Fred gets zero, Todd and Denise.
Two.
Each get two?
Yeah.
Yep, there we go.
I am freaking dinner again if we don't hurry
well,
up.
Well, in theory, I would note that I won the last case or no case, and here we are 25% of the way into the new case or no case. There still hasn't been a dinner. Now, there has
How are we going to have a dinner?
Now, there has been a pandemic if they want to go ahead and do that.
Oh, I'm
saying. Now I get it. I see, this is what happened over. Fred took a business trip to China. Todd's about ready to win. He goes by the Wuhan thing. Oh, and we're not taking him to dinner.
But, we could always order in.
Yes, yes, yes.
By the way, next hour.
Yes.
Rats on a plane.
Rats on a plane.
Rats on a plane. Next hour.
Ooh, we're 3 hours. Those of you who don't know, we are 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific Standard Time. Hey, I'm going to throw in a thing. If your local radio station plays us 1 hour, go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can just click on live. You can listen to us live. Now, we're going to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case that is going on in England right now. This is very interesting. We are keeping you up abreast of what's going on, and it is very important. But I must say a quick anecdotal thing. It is so interesting what this – and I think I'm going to call it. I mean, what the blank? You know, I was trying to think
–
I know. We should start a thing at the very beginning of every show saying, what the blank, you know? And I'm like, what the – so let me tell you what I did this weekend. I have family that came up, and we are, those of you in Tennessee listening, our studios are in California, and I wondered if they wanted, never seen Lake Tahoe. Those of you know, Lake Tahoe's up north, it's a beautiful lake, we go up there. And don't forget, everybody, it's a mask state, but when you're going outside exercising, you don't have to wear a mask. So people are walking and enjoying, and by the way, it wasn't too busy, so people were social distancing. I'm looking at this area. If you guys know, it's called Emerald Cove. You ever seen Emerald Cove?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So the Emerald Cove lookout is huge. It's a huge lookout, and there's little trails and stuff you can go on. And so I don't have my mask on. I'd say probably it's almost 50-50. I'd say 60% have masks, 40% don't, maybe 50-50. And so I'm walking, and I'm coming down this massive ramp, and I don't have my mask on. A bunch of people don't, and a guy's coming up the ramp with his mask on. And I'm not going to tell you how he's dressed because it's going to be a little bit revealing of from the Bay Area, L.A.
Thank you for coughing to let us know that's what
it is. Was he in one of those thongs things? That's
no,
like,
don't tell. I'm not going to tell you. But you're going to, when you hear what happens, I say to myself, what has happened to our country? He pauses and sees me walking down, and he's at the bottom. It's probably 30 feet away. And he gives this look. You can't see him because he's masked up to the tilt, and you can only see his eyes. And the look on his eyes were like of, pure fear. I was looking like, do I have leprosy? Do I mean? And there's walls. There's 4 feet walls on each side, and then there's a dirt and then a steep part because you walk up this ramp to go look at the overlook. And the ramp's huge, by the way. And he looks at me, and he's panicking. He doesn't know what to do. So on purpose, I go, I'm just going to keep walking to see what he does. You know? He leaps the wall. He grabs the wall, leaps the wall, climbs. He's like trailing, climbing up this dirt embankment. And by the way, about 4 feet behind him was the big parking area. He could have walked back and walked over to the side. And then he climbs up this dirt embankment that's a little bit dangerous. And there's another 4 foot wall. He's climbing that. He hits his knee. He hurts his knee. I'm trying to get my phone out to video this clown. I'm sorry, but it's like, dude, chill, man. Chill out. You know, just if he didn't like to be near someone within about 5.5 feet of a mask, just back up into the parking lot if you don't appreciate that. But I just have to tell you, what happened was so bizarre, and it was so crazy what this guy did to avoid any people.
Fear eclipses logic.
I'll tell you right now. Anyway,
Fred's not telling you is how Fred was actually dressed at that point in time.
He had on one of those red deals. He was tied up around the neck.
It was the Speedo thong that Fred was wearing. And if I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, you're wearing it backward.
Maybe it might have been the sweating and the coughing.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. Or was that from hiking up that mountain? I don't know.
And what I told Fred was just get a blue one. The red one really stands out. Just get a blue one.
I was doing a baseball game.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so anecdotal.
I do baseball play-by-play on the weekends, and we were broadcasting this, and one of the viewers chatted in, commented into, are they wearing masks out there, the ball players?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my smart aleck response is, well, I know the two guys behind home plate are. the catcher and the umpire,
when I was watching baseball, it was about probably 25% that were wearing masks.
Were they in the field, or was it the guys that were coming, like, in the dugout? And the umpires, the manager will wear a mask when he goes out to talk to the pitcher, but I haven't seen any players actually playing the game wear masks.
No, I didn't, well, except for the two behind the home.
Well, they're farther than 6 feet apart, you know. It's kind of okay.
That's true. It was people coming in and talking.
They were really careful. If they all stood together,
it
wouldn't be a very good team, would they?
What's that?
If they all stood together in the outfield, it wouldn't
be. There's a large gap over in left field. They're bunched together on one side.
Those of you in Tennessee, we do get to the legal part of this thing after our break. We're going to talk about this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard lawsuit. Promise we're talking about it. We'll be back.
You stay there. There's much more Radio Law Talk on our agenda. Hopefully it's on yours, too. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
England, the Sun states in their paper that basically calls Johnny Depp a wife beater. And it's, quote, a wife beater. Not an alleged wife beater, a, quote, wife beater. So he basically sues Amber, his wife, back in the States for doing an op-ed. That's not what we're talking about now. And that's still going on. And then he sues the Sun for libel and slander, right? Or just
libel for saying
basically that he's a wife beater. And so their defense is the truth, right? And so this
and
is
they
just,
have the burden of proof on that.
That's exactly
right. It doesn't
right.
shift to Johnny to show it's not true.
Right, that's exactly right. So that's what they're doing. And we've been going over this. The second week of testimony is now Amber Heard has been on the stand for 3 days this week. And we've always said this as lawyers and counselors, because we're lawyers and counselors. Sometimes the two of you might just want to figure this out and not air your dirty laundry in the media. And I'm telling you, whether what's true or not true, because, by the way, we're going to give this caveat. These are all allegations on both sides. And whether it's true or not true, it doesn't matter. The damage is flying.
Right.
Nobody ends up looking good.
Yes.
In fact, everybody is saying that the winner here is going to be the Sun because everybody's going to buy their magazines or their newspapers. It's going to fly off the shelf.
Yep. So when we say the Sun, I want to make this clear because every time we say that, I think their kid. No, the S-U-N, the gossip tabloid newspaper called the Daily, or I think it's the Daily Sun, but the Sun, anyway.
That's similar to what, I mean, the Sun is what would the National Enquirer would be in the United
States.
It is.
Yeah, it's tabloid. And it's one of Murdoch's, you know, this big, huge conglomerate guy who owns all these different smut magazines, and it's one of those.
Yeah. So they brought in...
Smuttish.
Alleged
smuttish.
They now brought in Amber, and she's testifying about how she was abused. And a couple of things that are going on. There's so much to talk about. There's an individual. First of all, Johnny Depp. He's claiming that she was not being faithful to him and with the owner of Tesla. What's his name again? Jeff Bezos.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. God, I want to start. Elon Musk. He's claiming, okay, you're out with him, and you're out with this other individual by the name of last name Franco. I looked him up. I've seen a picture of him before, but he's another star. And one of her arguments is, you know, that, oh, this Franco saw my face and said, what the blank happened to you? What the blank? And you know, seeing bruises. And she claims that Johnny Depp on one occasion.
I'm sorry. What the blank happened to you? I was walking down this concourse in Tahoe, and this guy came at me not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And I jumped, and I tried to climb away.
Yeah. Like, help and safety.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
I digress.
I wish I videoed that. I tried to get my phone out as fast as I could. So, anyway, but, you know.
That's probably why he was so scared. He probably thought you're going to pull out a gun.
Oh, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to. I'm a big guy, though. Those guys. Anyway. And then there's the issue of pooping in his bed during a.
Oh,
someone
God.
Pooped in his bed as a quote, and he's claiming as a prank. And was that during the time period of when it was Amber Heard's 30th birthday?
Yes.
They're in Los Angeles, and afterwards.
And Johnny had just lost $750 million that was he claimed had been embezzled by his management group.
650, 750, it's all the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, some amount of money. And then what happens is, so all this is coming out, and Amber's saying, look, I didn't poop on his bed. It was our Yorkie Terriers. Well, there's testimony from their housekeeper that says what, Denise? What's the Denise?
She said that the dog didn't really poop in the house and that it
or
was very
bed,
small
yeah.
or in the bed, but anywhere and that it was very small.
The one in the bed was what? It was big.
Right.
Did they get a fecologist with a ruler?
No, they didn't. But she did testify or noted down that it was quite large, like a human one. And so that's one issue that's coming up. So, and, you know, Johnny's like, this lady's crazy. And this is what she does. And then she claims that he threw a phone at her and hit her in the eye area.
Right.
And then there was another fight that where she claims that she was had a broken rib, two black eyes, a broken nose.
And bruises all over.
Well, Johnny Depp brought up that there was an actual medical record that showed there was no bruises. But the big issue there, and in her testimony, and by the way, Johnny Depp has a woman as his lawyer, he has multiple, that's cross-examining her. And that's a strategy, Todd and Denise,
it is.
That you don't want a guy there pounding on her for claiming, you know, or having allegations on her. Stop smiling.
Phrasing, Fred, phrasing.
You know, just beating her up. I mean, that's another bad phrase. On the stand, you know, to make it look like bullies.
I want to say something here. Everything that they say that she did against Johnny, she says and turns it around and said, nope, that's Johnny's actions.
Right.
That's what Johnny does. And to me, that's projecting.
Projecting, yes.
You know, Fred, you use the, we're being a bit lighthearted when you use the terms beating up on her, pounding on her, and things like that. But those are actually accurate phrases because the reason that you don't want, in this case, to have a man cross-examining Amber Heard is that you don't want the subconscious, the subtextual image being sent to the judge or the jury who's watching that the attorney is doing exactly that, pounding on her, beating on her, because the optic is she's claiming that a man did this to her, and now a man is asking her these questions. And so she's now just being victimized again by a male. And it's very difficult to overcome that subconscious thought, which is the thinking about why they would have a woman come in
right.
and ask her the question to get away from this male on female abuse pattern
right.
that they're alleging. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. You'll see that happen in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Especially the DA's office will put, a woman, if it's a, or a defense.
Harvey Weinstein
yeah.
did that. He hired a woman to do the cross-examination of the victims for that very reason.
Right, right. So anyway, we're going
and
through this.
And what about our legislature when they were doing the Kavanaugh hearings?
That's right. They had
a female that was asking the questions.
Yes.
So what happens here is she's claiming, well, you know, our little Yorkies poop on that because ever since they accidentally ate. This is so bizarre. We got to tell you this. This is all coming on, you know, this is under oath stuff, you know, because the Yorkies ate a bag of weed, one of the puppies. And ever since he's been a weed eater, marijuana eater, he has problems with his pooping. Now, the maids testified she's never seen the Yorkie poop in their bed. Isn't this great?
And you know,
I was laughing so hard he get.
Yes.
Please tell me they didn't name the Yorkie Snoop Dogg.
No.
Okay.
No.
And the funny thing is, Herd says, "Why I'd never leave that poop for the maid to have to clean up?
Yeah, she
I would
it
clean
up.
It up."
Yes.
And that is so. Incredible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's funny. Denise, if anyone would be kind of leaning toward her, Denise is not on. She's seeing some stuff that's very important.
When it comes down to credibility, Johnny has admitted things that were bad against his case and admitted things about drug use and about his having to go clean up from prescription misuse and stuff like that, which adds to his credibility. But Amber Hurt, all she's doing is deny, 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 shift focus, turn it on Johnny.
Right.
Johnny's the one that self-herps. Johnny's the one that does these type of activities. And to me, it just lacks credibility. I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know. Again, these are all allegations.
They are. But the judge is going to make a decision.
That's
There's
exactly
no
right.
jury here.
Well,
it's the judge.
Here's the key evidence.
Decision.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just
going to
say, I'm waiting for the one of the questions from Depp's attorneys at some point to say, now, Ms. Hurd, you've been on the stand here for 3 days or 4 days or however long. Prior to The Sun publishing their story wherein they said Johnny Depp was a wife beater, how much investigation did The Sun do in actually talking to you?
Right.
And I think she's going to say none.
Yeah.
And here you've been on the stand for 3 days, 4 days, talking about the very same thing. So they did no investigations. Why should it have been allegations?
Yeah, well, at least,
we're making that assumption there was no investigation.
Right.
I mean, they could have gone and read the domestic violence restraining order that
right.
Hurd brought against Johnny Depp, right?
But they probably didn't. Correct.
But between you and I and the fence post, okay, let's say these allegations are what Amber Hurd truly believes. And Johnny Depp denies them. As a newspaper, you write, alleged wife beater. You don't say he's a wife beater because you don't know that.
It's which Depp denies, you would have to
course.
Say, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair, you say he's denied it and it's alleged. But we're going to get back and talk about a couple other things about Kate Moss is involved in this now. We're going to go to our second hour. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com and hear the rest if you are goodbye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
No, debt. Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.